Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's that little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and the third ingredient, put a .com on the end of those, and you'll find those there. Just go to jimblasingame.com. You'll find my books there. George Levy is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, award-winning lecturer and senior instructor on blockchain at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. George, thanks again for being here. You're giving us a great report on what you've learned on the very latest of how industry is using blockchain, and it's happening organically, folks. This is just a natural thing to apply blockchain to the supply chain. And George, as you know, small businesses are a huge component of the national and the global supply chain. Many manufacturers today, George, don't actually manufacture. They assemble. Boeing doesn't manufacture airliners. They assemble them. Smaller businesses are part of their supply chain for this little plastic part or this little wire or this little tube or this little transistor or print circuit board or something like that. This little piece of this chair or this overhead component. Or whatever it may be, those are all made by smaller companies that are part of their supply chain that they assemble. And when we start, as we increasingly digitize our marketplace, we've got to have something that helps us sort all this out, make our work together immutable. And right now, that's blockchain, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one thing I was going to say while we're on that, first off, I wanted to commend you on the work that you do in actually educating the audience. One of the key reasons why this workshop was being held is the fact that there's a big gap, and a lot of people don't understand the impact of all these technologies that are coming our way. So one of the things, like Blockchain Institute of Technology, there was another group there called Blocks EDU. The whole goal was to show people, hey, this is happening now. And I want to tee back to, you talked about RFID. I'd like to drill down a little bit on that. Is that okay with you, Jim?
Yes, absolutely. It's part of RFID is not new. But when you join it with blockchain, it makes it more powerful, doesn't it? Tell them what RFID is. Make sure we understand.
Right. So the specific thing about an RFID chip is that it can actually be tracked, and you can just specifically track it and assign, like, if you have a GPS and you know where an RFID chip is placed, you can know exactly where a package is somewhere, anywhere in the world. But I want to use it specifically in blockchain, and you talked about barcodes. So it's a big thing when you barcode a product, because when you barcode a product, you can find out the type of product that it is. So, for example, if a barcode on a bottle of aspirin, you can know that it is a bottle of aspirin, but you don't know that it is this specific bottle of aspirin. It's just a type of bottle of aspirin. That's why you see barcodes when you go to a store. Mm-hmm. There's barcodes on all the products, and all the barcodes are the same. With these RFIDs, you can have an individual RFID assigned to a specific bottle of a prescription.
That's right.
And that's what I wanted to get into.
And that
What's
one bottle, you can track
called-
that. You can literally track that one bottle or a head of lettuce, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to use specifically the case of a bottle of a prescription, RFID, because IBM actually spoke about a pilot they're doing right now with the FDA. And what's amazing about it is that there are these chips that actually have temperature sensors assigned to them.
Wow.
So what's amazing is there's something called cold chain. What's the cold chain? It's the supply chain, but tracking the temperature of a product along the supply chain. Because if you have a prescription, and the prescription needs to be at a certain temperature, and at some point there's a mistake, and it drops below a certain temperature or goes above, you ruined that prescription. Right now there's a huge gap. But the thing is, these RFID sensors can sense the temperature and can instantly let you know if a prescription has actually hit out of the specific temperature. But what's beautiful is, because of smart contracts, you can automatically trigger a recall on that one specific bottle.
On that bottle, not the whole truckload, just that bottle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If the back of the truck is hotter than the front of the truck, just the bottles in the back get pulled. The others are okay.
Absolutely. And the key thing is, when you think about it, you don't have to wait for a human being to actually go and say, well, this batch is wrong. No. The computer will trigger a smart contract that will instantly recall that bottle, and you'll just send out a new shipment if you want it, right? So it is really, really visionary way of just increasing efficiencies at every step of the supply chain.
This is called, my friend Joe Barker calls this innovation at the verge. And what he means by that is existing technologies that have been pretty cool are actually put on steroids by conjoining them with a new technology. That's what's happening. RFID is not new, but by associating it with the blockchain, you make it more powerful, don't you?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I always talk about is that blockchain is a good technology to look at as a force multiplier. You basically are adding a layer of digital trust, as you say, in the third ingredient.
Yeah.
But you're adding, and you can bring in Internet of Things. You can bring in big data. You can look at data analytics. Imagine the visibility. You can look at an entire shipment of thousands of bottles of a specific prescription, and you know the individual temperature for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a discrepancy anywhere, automatically the computer will take care of issuing a recall and putting out something new. Or it could be lettuce, right? If there's a recall, you can know exactly the lettuce that was bad. So it's a very powerful technology.
And track it all the way back to its origins, folks. This is where blockchain, we're going to see, as I've said before, we might could do without social media. Sometimes I think we can, but we're going to like blockchain, but we're going to have to learn it. We're going to have to understand it. And George Levy is doing a good job of helping us with that. And we're going to get one more installment out of him after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.